Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Grandma's got a Cosmo underneath the mistletoe, rocking that hula hoop.
Oh, Aunt Mabel, barefoot on the table, Daddy's dancing on the roof.
Doorbell, ding dong, beer pong, swing along, Christmas time, here we go.
Hey, welcome to, okay, hey, we're live here on KCNR. Yeah, I just wanted to, like, you know, get in tune. Okay, the mic is on. Headphones are up, lights are on, it's a beautiful night, we have a little rain, storms are coming, but, you know, we're happy to have it. Hey, this is Linda Bott, this is North State Now, we're live here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, this is your talk radio, and this is North State Now. What this means is the first Thursday of the month, and that's when moi does the show, and, I want to thank my sponsors first at the top, and also let you know that for fans that are listening, I'm going to be performing on December 19th at Wind River with my Christmas show. And that'll be from 6 to 9 with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. So come out and see us. Make your reservations because you know how crowded we get. And it'll be fun. Dinner and dancing and just a blast at Christmas. And first, I'd like to thank the sponsors for the show because you know I like to cover arts and theater and entertainment and food and fashion and all that great stuff. So my sponsors are, of course, everything we talk about, Music Cascade. We partner with Cascade, the Civic, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We want to do a shout-out to Carlene's Restaurant and Bar and Black Bear Diner. You guys are great, and thanks for sponsoring this show because we like to give away stuff that you do and support local business. And that's my big, big soapbox this year is supporting local business. And with me tonight is becoming one of my favorite people in the theater world. And that's because she makes it happen. And that's Bethany Rowell. She's the marketing and patron service director from the Cascade Theater. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You guys are in the middle of Elf, the musical.
Oh my gosh. What chaos, but what fun.
Okay. How many people are in the cast?
There's about 30 people in the cast. We have, I think, 12 kids under the age of 12, 8 or 9 kids, something like that, that are under the age of 12. And they're such a fun cast. They are doing a fantastic job.
So as I posted earlier, we're going to be talking about shows that are happening. It's like there was this lull, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got show after show after show at the Cascade. But let's talk a little bit more about Elf and the fact that you have been able to score, and it's also, I think, about the cast and how the cast has to agree to this as well. You've done 7 school shows.
Yes. As of today, the cast has done 6. We have one more tomorrow, and we fill those shows up, you know, 950 to 990 people in that theater, kids, parents, students, and it's a really special opportunity we get to offer the schools. To come and see a live theater performance, the kids get to experience a historic theater in town, and some experience that they may never get to have.
Right, so. Right, because maybe it's not in the family's budget.
Yeah.
And so we talk about what it is to support your local economy with going to the Cascade Theater and not shopping online and you know, that's like a last resort. Do shop locally, support your theaters. And so if you're looking, I talked about this last year with people who perhaps lost their homes in the fire and they just were in a frozen zone. And many people, we talked about this, you and I had lunch the other day. And we talk about for those people who perhaps lost their homes in the fire, what I've heard is the first year you're in shock. The second year is when you get the anger or the PTSD and that kicks in. So what a great place to be able to lose your blues.
Oh, yes.
In the theater.
Yes. Come and have a night away from the stress and just have some fun and enjoy whether it's a concert or a play or whatever it may be.
Let's talk about your membership because you offer something special with your memberships. Let's talk about at Christmas time for the person that maybe is in transition or the person, how about scaling down, doesn't need any more stuff, don't give me another dish towel. A bottle of wine will do, perhaps. You know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as figuring out, oh, my God, do I buy him a grill, do I buy whatever, that this membership from the Cascade is the gift that keeps giving. Tell us what it costs and what that entails.
Yeah, definitely. So our memberships are definitely a great idea for the person who has everything or you don't know what to get. Our memberships start at $50. And then go to 100 and kind of go up from there. The one thing in common with all the different levels is being able to turn in tickets if you can't make it to a show. You just contact the box office 24 hours before the show. Say, we don't even need a reason. Just say, hey, I have a membership. I can't make the show. And we take that and apply it as a credit on your account
great.
That you can use in the future. Otherwise, you're kind of
stuck
with
them. Right.
You're stuck with them.
That's great.
So
okay.
That's a great option.
That's your $50 level.
Yes.
Let's talk about when you get the first run of shows, because that's a great membership. You get you get to pick your seats and get in there first before it is released to the general public.
Yeah, so typically we announce our season at the end of May, and the season goes on sale in June. And if you're a $500 member or above, you get the first chance to pick tickets. You see the season lineup, you are the first that gets to buy, and then like a few days later, the $50 and $100 members get to buy, the difference being that the $50 doesn't have access to the premium seats, the loge, those aisle seats, front row, whatnot, and then a little bit later, the public gets to buy tickets. So if there's a show you really want to see and you want those good seats, the membership's the way to go, and then you have that ability to turn the tickets back in if you can't make it.
So, again, you have the $50 level and what yeah. then $100 level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then first pick. So, but what we like about when you're a membership, when we talk about these shows that you do, you know, we finally told our staff what it costs us per month. I don't know if we've broken it down per day. So with the theater, people don't realize what it costs to run the air conditioning, run the electricity, pay for the rent, you know, what it costs to open the doors.
Oh, yeah.
And then let's not even talk about the licensing fee when we had John Truitt on and Blake. I don't think we really, really dropped the price per se, but a lot of these musicals cost anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000, and that is just for the licensing.
That's just the licensing. That's not to run the building or the staff needed or any of that.
So I think that when people look at that number and they think about one day I'll have a car for $40,000 or $50,000, whatever,
yeah.
It costs that much to put on a production. So, you know, if we're going to see these wonderful productions, like Elf the Musical is the first time it's ever run, and it is a true Broadway, it's the Broadway musical.
Yes.
And it's just filled with local talent.
Reading has so much talent.
And it's not just fabulous local talent.
Oh, my gosh, fabulous. I am just blown away by what Reading has to offer in the way of singing, dancing, performing.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you're listening and you want to go to the Saturday 1 o'clock, because evidently, I guess that's the night of the lighted parade.
That's the lighted parade.
The lighted
yeah.
parade, or what do you want to call it? Parade of lights, or whatever. And that's always a blast if you want to wrap up. And I hope it's not rained out this weekend. But if it's cold, that's okay.
Yes.
Even if it's kind of cold and somewhat breezy, just wrap up and get down there. But at 1 o'clock on Saturday, you are having a matinee.
A matinee. We're going to have a show at 1 p.m. That's so we can get done, get people out before they shut the streets down for the parade.
Oh, so you're not doing a Saturday night.
We're not doing a Saturday night.
So you moved
night.
It to Saturday. Okay,
yep,
so if
just
you,
the 1 p.m.
If you'd like a pair of tickets for Saturday's show this Saturday, for the 1 p.m. show, there's only 3 more days to see Elf, by the way, and the tickets. This is pretty generous on Bethany's part. I managed to like squeeze some tickets out of her, and so she generously said, "Okay, we'll donate a pair to give away on the show." So call us at 605-4567. Before we take our break, Jared's standing by. Hope you can make Saturday's performance of Elf. We're going to be right back with Bethany Rao. We're talking shows at the Cascade, and we got some other really good information coming up with Cascade Specials, KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now.
That helps put our best foot forth. If you want to deck the halls for Mr. C, make sure they're sparkle, jolly, twinkle, jingle-y.
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Just more the usual home office bug, Dick.
When a room is gloomy and its atmosphere is called it quits, then you must remember that December is a time for glitz. Never stop until each limb on your Christmas tree is sparkle, jolly, twinkle, jingly. Pick up every ornament that's...
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show.
Flip a table under the tree.
Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377. Oh, yeah, you're listening.
I stand on the busiest corner.
All right, so is that?
My bell.
It's an elf.
Okay. I almost thought, is that a pink martini? Because it sounds like something they... Okay, that's from Elf. Oh, my gosh. You know, hey, who got the tickets, Jared?
Michelle got the tickets.
All right, Michelle, you enjoy that show on Saturday. That's
congrats,
very exciting.
Michelle.
Yeah, congrats, mm-hmm. Michelle. Okay, now moving on, we're going to be talking about some other shows that are coming up at Cascade Theater. And, of course, encouraging you, as you're hearing us talk about the shows, Bethany is going to encourage you to become a member and buy tickets, fill the seats, buy them. This is a great opportunity to maybe take your staff out. Take your staff, take your friends, take your family instead of, hey, you know, do we want a bunch of paper and a bunch of, or do we want this theater experience? So coming up, you have, let's see, what else do you have? I've got a bunch of tickets in front of me here.
So next is Tuesday, December 10th. We have Phil Vassar and Lone Star doing a Holiday and Hits tour.
Do we have a, can you play a little snippet of that, Jared? I caught him off guard. We're supposed to come in with that, but that's all right.
Not here, nice, buddy. Grandma's got a Cosmo underneath the mistletoe, rocking that hula hoop. Oh, Aunt Mabel, barefoot on the table, Daddy's dancing on the roof. Doorbell, ding dong, beer pong, sing along, Christmas time, here we go.
Beer pong. Whoa. Phil Vassar. And Lone Star. I don't know the
name.
A new tape on Silent Night.
Top Lone Star songs, Amazed, which was like Grammy winning song of the year. I'd love to have you pull up. I'm already there. I'm going to cry my eyes out. And Amazed. And we'll just play a couple lines because Lone Star, of course, they're going to play their Christmas music along with Phil Vassar. And, that is, going to be the 10th of December. Fun night.
Yeah. It's like getting two concerts for one because you're going to have them play by themselves and then you're also going to have them perform together. So.
Now, are they going to play their hits and then Christmas stuff?
Yeah, they're doing hits and Christmas stuff. So it's called their Holiday and Hits Tour. They're doing a little bit of both.
Holiday and Hits Tour.
It's going to be a lot of fun. They just posted a video. I actually shared it to our Facebook page, and it just looks like a fun night. It's going to be great.
Well, I went to on YouTube the holiday. Go on YouTube and see this the holiday special. And what do you have dialed up?
I got Amazed.
Okay, let's hear this. Yes.
It's feeling inside me. It's almost more than I can take.
This is like a wedding song.
I've heard it at many a wedding. It is a beautiful song.
It's like the slow dance. You and I are like welling up like, whoa.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, anyway, we'll just pretend we are. How's that? Because now, if you would like to win a couple, we're going to do a special question for you. What's the lead singer's name in Lone Star? And then you get a pair of tickets to go Tuesday the 10th to this wonderful Phil Vassar Lone Star concert. So if you give us a call, 605-4567, find out what the lead singer is, and you can go to that show.
I guess I should probably find out who that is so I know.
Yeah, absolutely. You better
look it up. I don't even know who it is.
You can look it up. Look it up. Okay, so we also – I'm going to look it up right now, too. Okay, so we also have – a couple other concerts that are like yearly wonderful Christmas shows, Pink Martini.
Oh, my gosh. I get asked every year, when are they coming back? And such a classic.
Such a classic. And, no, we don't have tickets to give away for that because I just want to tell you about it, though. And that is December 18th.
December 18th.
December 18th. So get your, you still have tickets available.
We still have tickets available. It's selling, but we still have tickets available.
Right.
We would love to give them a sold out house. They're such a fun, vibrant group.
So we're going to go on the 18th. I'm performing on the 19th and they will totally inspire me. You know, all of his music totally inspires me. It makes you go deeper in your soul. Actually, I think that's what music does.
Oh, definitely.
So when you see other people that are so gifted and so into it, and I remember, Valerie Ng Miller, used to, when I first moved to, Reading, she, would introduce a lot of the shows at the Cascade, and she, one of her favorite band was Pink Martini. I went, really? And she had posters in her office, and so she—that's the first time I heard about them. And I like the fact that aren't they out of Oregon?
Yes, I believe so. Out of Portland.
Out of Portland,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So again, we've got. Did anybody call for those tickets? Unbelievable.
Oh.
Well, anyway, so if you want to go to Lone Star on Tuesday night, you have an opportunity right here. Can you play a little bit of "I'm Already There"?
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone. He said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around.
Okay, I can't. The cry in the voice.
Goodness.
When he does that little, you know. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what his name is because you guys, did you leave me? 6054567. Guy's name is Richie McDonald from Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
And he, of course, was born in 62. Actually, I'm older than he. Shut up. American country music singer and songwriter. He was the lead singer of the group Lone Star, 7 studio albums on, But, what, in fact, you know, Lone Star is very much alive and around, and they are wonderful writers and singers and all that good stuff. So here it says something about, now I don't know, until his departure in 2007. So he was the lead singer of the, you know, I'm saying who is, let's look at the, who is the current, because who is current? Come on guys, work with me here, work with me. Okay, who is the current singer for Lone Star? Okay, Richie McDonald's lead vocal, acoustic guitar. Michael Britt, lead guitar, background vocals. Den Sams, keyboards, acoustic guitar, background vocals. And Keach Rainwater, drums. What a name, Keach Rainwater. Hey, Keach.
Yes.
Sounds like a drummer, Keach. All right, so that's the 10th. We've got Pink Martini on the 18th. I have tickets to give away for one of my favorite all-time movies. And we do this on the morning show as well. Were you there, Bethany? And by the way, I'm here right now. If you're hearing that cute little voice, it's Bethany Rao. She is the marketing and patron services director at the Cascade Theater.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
I need to abbreviate that title.
It's a nice title. I like it. So were you there when It's a Wonderful Life was on the big screen like 5 years ago, 4 years ago?
Was that when you performed on stage for us?
No, I don't think that year I did do, like, in the lobby 2 years.
Yeah.
And then last year, I think it was last year, I was on the main stage.
Okay, yeah.
They put us up on stage, but we did the lobby before that. But I don't think I did.
Was it not that year?
But
yes, I was there.
A 1946 classic, and we're giving tickets away for that tonight. It's going to be at 7:30 on December 23rd. What a perfect movie to see right before you go into the 2 day holiday.
Yeah, the kids will be out of school, bring the whole family. It's a classic. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And to see it, I mean, I definitely wasn't around when that movie came out. So to see it on the big screen in this historic theater is something really special.
It really is in all of its true glory. Well, Bethany, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I've got tickets for It's a Wonderful Life if you want to call in, 605-4567. This show goes by so fast. I enjoy so much about what you do, and we do we got to go. And I'm going to have you come back, and I want to talk about more about you, about your life in the theater now, what you're doing with these titles. And you've also brought 7 school shows to the Cascade, whereas in a few years ago they had 2 and then it went to 4. So you were managing 7 this year on top of the regular performances.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank
on that.
You.
That feels
Thank
really
you.
Good. Nice to know you. Thanks for being on our show tonight.
Thanks for having me. I love coming on.
No, that's great. When we come back, we've got Ashley Hillstrom, who is the women's golf pro at Riverview Country Club and Golf and Country Club. And she's also in charge of a lot of the special programs there. We're going to interview and talk more about why she chose Reading. And she's got a really interesting history. And I just really like her on top of that. So we'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Linda Butt, North State Now.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch, located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or Cascade. Theater.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Okay, wait, here we go.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
Okay, who is it?
Pink Martini.
Oh! Did you hear me howl?
And hurry down the chimney tonight.
Well, you know, we love... I love the vibes. Okay, anyway, welcome back to my show. I could totally get lost in the music, but this is Linda Bott. This is North State Now, a live edition here on the first Thursday of December. So excited to have you join me tonight. I don't know what you guys are doing. Are you sitting on your hands? Because I had those Lone Star tickets to give away for the Tuesday night concert. And with Phil Vassar, it's a holiday show, and plus all their great hits. I think a lot of times people get stacked up in the holidays. I know I already felt it today. I scheduled like five things today that, you know, it's a double day, and I hate to do double and triple days. It's just because it really wears you out, plus doing the show in the morning. So Thursday night, this is really special because I asked Ashley Hellstrom if she would come on tonight, and she is the assistant golf professional and membership director for Riverview Golf and Country Club. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for having me.
And I would love to have everybody know about you because when I first met you, I had some of the pros, some of the gang, mm-hmm. you know, they said, yeah, we've got this new girl and she's really good with ladies who are just starting out. That's her forte.
Yes, I absolutely love teaching beginner ladies. There's just something about it. You know, they pick up so quickly, and just seeing someone enjoy the game for the first time is really fun.
So what brought you to Reading? Let's talk a little bit. You've got some interesting history.
Sure. Well, I've been around a little bit. I'm from Minnesota originally and moved to Montana for school. Most recently was in Arizona, and then I came out to Reading about 2.5 years ago. And, just really enjoyed the small-town feel. It's actually bigger than where I grew up. So it's, you know, it's great to be able to get everywhere in 10 minutes, and
right.
People are nice. Have hiking all around. It's really great.
Is that what you like to do when you're not on the course?
I do like to hike. I actually hiked Lassen Peak for the first time
Wow.
a couple Sundays ago, so that was fun.
Good for you. And I think I remember you saying on the course that you had a dad and brothers.
Correct.
And so you were always playing golf with them because they were golfers.
Yes. I am the youngest of four, and so I just tagged along with my grandpa, my dad, and my two brothers. And we'd go out, play 18, then play another 18, and just get in as many holes as we could.
And isn't it true? It's really interesting how when you're doing a physical activity and you go on the course, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of business and show business conducted on the course.
Absolutely.
Politics conducted on the course. What is it that you have witnessed, or what do you think the psychology is about, let's get out and hit some balls and play a game that is conducive to that kind of, you know, negotiating, or you get to know somebody really well and how they handle a game.
Right. Absolutely. You learn a lot about someone's character. So you get to see it all come out, because if you hit a bad shot, how you react, you know, says a lot about who you are and how you handle yourself. And certainly if you're going to be hiring someone, working with someone in a professional aspect, you know, taking them out on the golf course is a great way to get to know who they really are. And having a few hours out there in nature, you're not just staring across from each other at a table. You get to get up, walk around, hit some shots, tell jokes. So it's really a great way just to have a relaxed atmosphere way to get to know someone.
Well, I have to confess, I've never really played a real game. I've played Bet's Ball and doing media. You know, like we're, you know, they'll have Carl and I come in. And Carl's a good golfer. He played a lot with his dad. Dad played every single day. So he played a lot, then he put it down. So he still has a good swing. And so he goes out and, you know, but what I witnessed with the last, we were paired with people we didn't know. And there were two guys. One was a business owner. I think it was a car dealer or something out of Red Bluff, and another guy. They were so nice to me. You know, I'm the one girl and three guys, and Carl's always good because there's nothing more embarrassing when you're trying to hit the ball and you miss it and everybody's watching. And then all of a sudden you start to sweat because you know what I mean? That just the embarrassment of I didn't hit the ball, and then that thus two and three times of a swing and not hitting the ball. So they were really good to me, and I don't know, maybe it was because their kindness gave me more confidence where I did hit the ball.
Right. And, you know, I think the most important thing when you're beginning is knowing that everyone else is more worried about their own golf game than they are about judging yours. So you can go and have fun and really, I mean, people, they're more focused on their own shots and they're just happy to help.
So when you were in Arizona, what was the Arizona gig?
So I started out as an assistant golf professional, seasonal there, moved to a full-time teaching professional at a club down, it was near the Scottsdale area, it was in Rio Verde. It was beautiful, definitely hot in the summer, but really beautiful course.
I mean, when you are in that kind of heat, we have heat in Redding, but I think Arizona's probably a different heat.
It's similar, a little bit drier, and I would say more intense throughout the summer months.
Yeah, so you have to play super early, or what is it, sunset ball?
You can play, some people will play really early. You can play in the afternoon. It's funny how quickly you can get used to playing in 113-degree weather. But, you know, you take a cart, you wear long sleeves, you don't have a lot of skin showing, wear a big hat, sunglasses, and just prepare for the sun.
Wow. Okay. I played one game where my head boiled.
Oh, no.
And I was, you know what I mean? All of the wet towels around the neck and the ice cubes didn't do it for me. I commend it that you've gone into this. When did you decide, okay, I'm going to be a golf pro?
I decided to get back into the golf industry in, 2014, 2015. So I was in Minneapolis. I was working at a financial firm, working with amazing people. But there was just something missing. I mean, I grew up being a golfer. I played in college, and, you know, I had gone 2 full years without playing. And it felt like there was a piece of myself that was gone. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go and move to Arizona, try to do this golf thing, and played a little bit on a mini tour there. And after a while doing that, decided, you know, I want to give it a try working in the golf industry, and the rest is history.
All right, so we are going to have to take a break here coming up. So the first part was interviewing a little bit about Ashley Hillstrom. And you've been living here now a year, 2 years?
About 2.5 years.
Okay, 2.5. Okay, boy, time flies. And so Riverview really has done a lot of new changes. Let's talk about, when we get back from the break, membership, the tees, something's changed. I don't know. You got a new website. Just talk about where they've changed. I mean, they got to come up on time. Now you can actually, you know, pay your bill online with a debit card, you know, stuff like that.
Right. We're moving up.
But you have a great new website. It shows great shots telling you about the history of the course. And there's been some new management things with what's going on. So you have to share that. And let's talk about membership, because there's all different kinds of levels of membership and some of the great things that come with that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be happy to share.
All right. So we're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM. And by the way, I do have tickets for It's a Wonderful Life still. If you would like to go to the December 23rd show at the Cascade Theater, that's 7:30 p.m. And I can only just highly recommend, if you're in town and you'd like to go take your family, I can give you 4 free tickets. It's really a spectacular way to go start your Christmas vacation or start your Christmas time with seeing It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. It's a whole different ballgame than seeing it on TV, trust me. And we're going to go again. So I have tickets for you if you want to call at 605-4567. I want to thank my sponsors for tonight's show, which is the Civic, Reading Civic Auditorium. And, you know, they've got some great shows coming up as well. We've got some wonderful December and January shows coming up. So check out Reading Civic. And also I'd like to thank the Black Bear Diner and Carlene's Restaurant Bar and Grill. And Shasta Regional Medical Group will be right back here. KCNR 96.5 FM.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam war.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through.
I think that's Phil Vassar. Yeah.
But I still have one wish to make.
He's good.
A special one for you.
Welcome back to KTNR. This is... this is Linda Bott. We are live here and so happy to... Happy to be alive, and gosh, I'll tell you what, after the Thanksgiving traffic saga coming, driving, you know, on paper, it looks easy. I don't know if you've heard the morning show, Carl and I talking about it, you know, no big deal. It's 19 hours. I'm driving because I love to drive. Let's just drive to Vegas. Carl went off on a shooting trip for 4 days. We met in Vegas. And then we started watching TV and the Weather Channel and seeing that the world snowstorm was coming in. So we drove, we decided to cut our trip off a day early, and we drove into, we've got to Flagstaff, because I said, Carl, I'm not driving, I'm not comfortable driving in the ice and the snow after dark. I just am not. So we pulled off in Flagstaff, and then we got to, not bad, Albuquerque, and experienced some really great places in New Mexico. Now on the way back, this is the first time while we were in Albuquerque with the kids, they said this is the first time it snowed and stuck in Albuquerque since 2008. So it actually was 2 feet of snow. It was wonderful. And then we drove back on Saturday and got caught in the hellacious traffic on Hatchepi area. Again, back to back. You couldn't even, I can't even explain it. We pulled off at some place on Route 66. The first place, the Ligman or something like that, and got the last hotel room. First hotel we went to and said, well, yeah, we've got heat, but there's really no electricity. But, you know, for $71, you can stay here. Anyway, I'm not just kidding. I could go on and on and on about it. It's a great story. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Glad to be alive. Glad to be here and do my show the first Thursday in December. And, you know, I love to talk about everything that's local and music and Cascade and these wonderful concerts. And with me tonight, the second segment here is Ashley Hellstrom, who is the golf assistant, but her specialty is women golfing and golfers and beginning ladies. And she is also a membership director. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We were talking at the break about something new coming in at the club, that is the Hitting Bay.
Yes.
Can you explain to our listeners what that is?
We're really excited about this. So we have converted a portion of golf shop building to be an indoor fitting bay. So what this is going to be is an opportunity for golfers to come in, get fit for clubs, and also, you know, we can do lessons in there if it's really hot or if it's raining out. But you don't have to leave town anymore to get professional fitting for new clubs. We can do that in-house now, and we'll have launch monitors, TV screens, we'll do video analysis, and it's really going to be a great opportunity to have that at the club. You don't have to leave Reading anymore, so I'm looking forward to using it just for myself too.
Right, so you can see, like, even your comfort zone is this angle, but if you perfected it and went like 10 degrees or whatever that is, what that difference in that swing could make for a drive kind of thing?
I would say the best way to describe it is, you know, everybody's body is different. Everybody swings the club differently. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be able to swing the club as fast as our head golf professional, Garrett Dagg. So he's going to need a stiffer shaft than I would. He's also a little bit taller than I am. So he's going to have a longer shaft and probably a different lie angle. So if you just take a set of clubs off the rack, you know, often that can work for the first couple years or so of someone's game, but as you progress and get better as a golfer, it's really important to get fit for the right clubs for you.
How much fun. It's just, it's really nice. I call myself a 13-hole girl. The 18 starts to get a little fatiguing, but I think it's just like anything else, you build yourself up to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can come play 3 holes, you can play 5. That's the great thing about golf. It doesn't have to be 9 or 18 holes.
Really?
Right.
So you're not judged if you play 13?
Oh, no. I do that all the time. Sometimes I'll just take a cart down and, you know, let's say I only have an hour, I'll just play as much as I can in that hour, whether that's 6 holes or 10 or, you know, just depending on how fast I'm going.
That's awesome. Now let's talk about membership. We've got some time left here. You know, it's not out of this world. A lot of times, oh my God, it's, you know, because, you know, living in maybe Scottsdale or LA,
right,
memberships are hundreds of thousands of dollars,
right,
for clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in Reading with one of the most beautiful 18 hole. The first tee is overlooking the most majestic view of the Sacramento River.
Right.
And then when you go into the club to go have a cocktail or lunch, you're overlooking the river. And so let's talk about your different memberships. Let's share with our audience what those are.
We really do have great options for, like you're saying, I mean, we have a spectacular view. We have a great location in Reading. I just love our location. And, you know, we're not just a golf club. We're Riverview Golf and Country Club. And so we have golf memberships, of course, whether you're a family, an individual, But we also have social memberships. So if you're saying, hey, I'm not really into golf, or maybe I only play once a year, a social membership is a great option for you because you can still participate in the camaraderie of the club. You can participate in events. Like when you came out, Linda, and you sang for us, that was wonderful.
You had taco night. Taco
yes.
night on the deck, and mm-hmm. then I brought out my group, and it was a beautiful night, and people, you know, just enjoyed it. And some people went in, it was too hot, and people came out, and it was just a nice night.
Right. Our social members really enjoy the dining aspect of the club. They really enjoy getting to use the pool in the summer and just connecting with each other, because it's not just a golf course. I mean, we have a lot of events going on. We just had our Christmas party. So members and their guests and families came out, and kids took pictures with Santa, and one of our staff actually takes pictures of everyone, and she physically mails them out to all of our members.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you also have like a great Easter and a Mother's Day brunch and all these things. They're family-friendly events. And then you have entertainment that comes in and does like the dueling pianos mm-hmm. or a comedian night. We attended a comedian night one time upstairs, and that was funny. It was great. He was a little blue, which was great. It was very adult, and it was fun. Do you want to take if you were a golf membership, let's just talk about the ballpark of what do you want to, or do you want to drive them to the website? Do you want to talk about what it would cost if you did like a social membership? Because I'm thinking Christmas is coming up, or mm-hmm. What do you get your family? What do you get your growing family that have got three kids and
right.
they can do so. You can do stuff with your family at this thing
mm-hmm.
at Riverview.
And for about the cost of an iPad, you know, you could pay for a whole year's worth of a social membership for your family.
That's great.
So rather than all being on your separate devices, you know, do something for the kids where you can all be together.
Right.
And social members actually can use our driving range as well. So we have some families who come out with the kiddos, they grab a snack in the lounge, and then the kids just have a blast hitting golf balls and learning how to play the game on the range.
Right.
You know, it's like you're saying, it really is affordable. I'd be happy to go through, you know, all the details with anyone. You can give me a call anytime. My number at the club is 530-224-2255. And I'd be happy to invite anyone out for a tour if you'd like to come explore what we have to offer.
So that's Ashley Hellstrom. And do meet her. If you're living in Reading, this is, Carl and I are social members. And we love it, and I'll say we have clients. When we want to go to lunch, we'll take them to, you know, it's a great place to go to Riverview for lunch. We'll grab a bite at the club before a show. And then I think also with the social membership, you can pick one day a month or what, something like that. We haven't used it to golf because
mm-hmm.
we usually do the media thing. But I would love to take lessons with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you come spring, you're going to be doing – Clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Clinics.
Right. In the fall and in the spring, we do our clinics. So we'll have men's clinics, and then we also have ladies' clinics. And so something special that we do along with the ladies' clinics is a beginner ladies' lesson series. And so that's for, you know, anyone. You don't even have to know what's what. You don't have to know which way is up and which way is down on the golf club. We'll show you everything you need to know in a few weeks to get started.
Right.
And you don't have to be a golf member to participate in
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's really cool. Maybe I'll get some loyal listeners, and we'll do that together. I think it would be great to have a little Casey in our group.
Yeah, that would be
a girls
blast.
Group or something. And I still don't know. I just asked Carl, is this a 7? Is this a 9? Is this a 3? What should I do? And so I would really like to have – I'd like to be in control of my own ship,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right, and I think the sign of a good teacher is someone who can teach their student how to think for themselves, you know, how to really be in control of their own golf game. I don't want my students to be dependent on me. I want them to become independent, learn about their golf swing, learn their tendencies, and become as great of a player as they'd like to be.
Well, great. Give Ashley a call again, that phone number.
Our number at the club is 530-224-2255. So if you're interested in coming in for a tour, you can call and ask for Ashley. If you're interested in talking to our head golf professional, Garrett Dagg, the number for the golf shop is 530-224-2250.
And you also have a great website. So just go to Riverview. Is it .net?
Yes, RiverviewGolf.net.
Okay, RiverviewGolf.net. It's a really nice website. It's very upgraded. Looks, it's very informative. Well, we're going to go. Time went really fast. Ashley,
yeah,
thanks.
Too short.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining us. And again, this is a live show presentation of North State Now with Linda Bott. And so happy to have you here. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Random acts of kindness are great during the holidays. Think about adopting a family. Go to Northern California.